find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on Republic Broadcasting Network. And, folks, it is Friday. It is Friday, the 31st of March, and the year is, of course, 2006. And you know what? Every once in a while, things just get a little bit thick, and they're getting thicker by the moment. We've got a Congress that is further selling out America. It isn't bad enough they give us the Federal Reserve System, they give us the income tax to eat out our substance. It isn't bad enough that they're involved in 9/11, passed the most draconian laws to snoop on poop and everybody in this country. Then it's a planned agenda, and I will not back off of that statement, a planned agenda to bring in millions of undocumented illegal aliens into this country. Now, those are the plain facts. Now, the problem is that we've got politicians now, and the art of politics, ladies and gentlemen, let us never forget, is the art of compromise. Now, they're throwing out some astounding numbers. I was watching CNN International this morning, and CNN International is quoting that there's 6 million illegals in the country. Well, you watch CNN on their 2020 news, or whatever the case, headline news, I guess they call it, and they'll report the often reported 11 million. Well, you watch Lou Dobbs on CNN, and he'll tell you 20 million, and he'll admit that there's 3 million illegals coming into the country every year. Let's backtrack to the mid-80s with Ronald Reagan and his reforming the immigration. And basically, that set the tempo out there for the illegals. It gave them a green light just to start pouring over the border. Folks, if they've been doing this for 20 years, how many illegals are here? 6, 11, 20. Our best guess estimates, after talking with Border Patrol agents, talking with politicians in New Mexico, Texas, Arizona, talking to the border people, and I'm not talking about the government that's not doing their jobs. I'm talking about the Minuteman, Ranch Rescue, many other organizations. They're all saying the same thing. There's got to be up to 40 million illegals in this country. Let me ask you folks a question. I want you to ponder this as we go to break. And then we got Terry Anderson from our affiliate out there in L.A. Folks, if it was just 10 million illegals in this country, would there be radio stations all over the place? Would there be cable and satellite television programs? Check your radio dial. Go up and down the radio dial. You'll find that 30, 35, maybe in some cases, depending on what radio market, up to 40% of the radio stations are Latino. That seems to be a lot of commercialism chasing a very, very, very small amount of people, doesn't it? But, of course, we know they're lying. We'll come right back with our guest today, Terry Anderson.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We have got to eliminate the gringos. That's what's been said here. We've got to eliminate the gringos. Now, who said that? Well, the words were spoken by Jose Angel Gutierrez, professor, University of Texas in Arlington, and founder of the La Raza Unita political party. His full comment was, "We have an aging white America. They are just dying. We have got to eliminate the gringo, and what I mean by that, if worse comes to worst, we have got to kill him." I have Terry Anderson with me from our affiliate out there in Los Angeles, KRLA. Good afternoon, Terry.
John, what do you hear? What do you say?
Oh, buddy, I'm telling you, it's been a rough week. I've been sicker than a dog, but I'll tell you what even makes me sicker is to watch what's going on in this country. We have masses and masses of illegals marching on our streets, all felons, and demanding of the government what they want here in this country. I don't know what to say about that. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's awfully disgusting. And, you know, people that don't live in a city that's really, I mean, all American cities are inflicted with this poison now of illegal immigration. But if you don't live in L.A. or Atlanta or some of these other places like Phoenix and Las Vegas, you have no idea what's going on. We have been inundated to the point now where these people are claiming that this is a Mexican city now. And you know what? They ain't too far off. it's really amazing to me that we have allowed this to happen. Not just our government. Us as Americans have allowed this to happen, John. We sat back and just absolutely did nothing. We sat back for years and let it happen. There was a few people who spoke up, but we didn't do what we were supposed to do. And that's throw these rotten politicians out of office. Get rid of them.
Yeah, well, there's...
But we keep voting them in on this stupid party loyalty that just kills me.
Well, and that's what the news media is saying right now. The November elections and the Republicans, they don't want to isolate any groups that and you know as well as I do, Terry, that anybody that's going to be out there voting. Now, illegals are not supposed to be able to vote, but a lot of them have matriculated cards. A lot of them have secured voter registration.
Yeah, a lot of them vote.
And a lot of them vote.
Absolutely.
And they're afraid of alienating this new voting bloc because they're in trouble with the American people. Now they're taking on another voting bloc, and it's being underreported. Terry, what is your best guess estimate? Now, this has been a subject that's been near and dear to your heart, and you've been talking about this every Sunday for week in, week out, month in, month out. What is your best guess estimate here, how many illegals are actually in this country?
I would go with that figure of about 6 million in my neighborhood.
In your neighborhood?
In my neighborhood, 6 million. I don't really know about the country. I believe it's anywhere between 20 and 40 million.
It almost has to be because when we were looking at this, I mean, even Lou Dobbs admits that there's 3 million illegals coming over the border. Now, they broke it down in graphs. Now, how they were magically able to do this... They said the majority of them are Mexicans, but there are certain Chinese or Asians that are coming into the country. We have Nicaraguans that are coming in, maybe some South Americans. But
yeah, 95% are Mexicans.
Yeah, 95%.
Because of the proximity of our border. I mean, that's just common sense.
Well, and I'm looking at this when I heard the mayor of New York say today that, we need these illegals in here for the economy.
Well, you can have all ours.
Well,
we'll send him all the ones we have if he really needs them. That's fine with me.
Well, Terry, he's very proud of the fact that there's 170 different languages in his Babylon, New York up there.
I bet they're not in his neighborhood, though.
Well, I bet they're not either.
I bet they're not in his neighborhood, John. I bet there's one language spoken in his neighborhood, and that's English.
Yeah.
I guarantee that. But these elitists, these air-conditioned breathers that never go out into the real world are so quick to tell us what's so good. I am so sick of these four-letter words that they use, being diversity and multiculturalism. Those are the two worst words in our lexicon now. It really angers me when I hear people talk about, oh, we're so diverse. What does that mean? Diverse, what is that good for? I want a homogenous society. I want everybody, I don't care what color they are or what race they are, but I want them to at least be Americans and speak the same language. Now, the more Babylonian way we act, the better they like it. I mean, this is like the Tower of Babel.
It has a lot to do with economics. I can understand that. There are companies just today. I don't know if you're aware of this. The ongoing saga here with General Motors and Delphi, one of their subsidiaries. Well, Delphi has to file bankruptcy, which null and voids any union agreements they have. What do you want to make a bet that they're going to be looking for that cheap labor pool that's already in this country?
Absolutely.
And
go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's not bad enough. We have been following the globalist plan here for the transnational corporations. We allowed companies to move out of the United States, take advantage of cheap labor, ship the products back in here. Companies have been shutting down. They can't compete against the Chinese companies. If you're big enough, then you can move to China or Mexico or wherever. But the problem has been here. In the last 10 years, Terry, there has been 8,600 companies sold to foreign interest. We have to borrow $2 billion a day, which means selling our debt to some fool on this planet. $2 billion a day, that's almost three-quarters of $1 trillion per year just to pay the interest on the Congress critters that have dug us into this financial hole that, quite frankly, Terry, I don't see us ever getting out of.
I don't either. They're hitting us from the top, they're hitting us from the middle, and now they're hitting us from the bottom. And we can't last this way. You know, I look around town here in L.A. I've been here my whole life. I love Los Angeles. It used to be the most beautiful city in the world for my money.
The city of angels.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Beautiful town. I love L.A., but I'm ready to leave. I have to. I don't know how much longer I can stay here because now it is no longer an American city. You know, I just got an email from somebody who was on a flight from Cancun on Mexicana Airlines. And in the Mexicana Airline magazine, you know, the one that's in the seat pocket in front of you, there's an article, and the title of the article is A Propósito de Con Todo Respecto, Los Angeles Es Nuestro. With all due respect, Los Angeles is ours. And that's in the magazine of Mexicana Airlines. They are boasting that L.A. is theirs now. When do we stand up and say we're going to take it back? And you know what? I don't believe in violence. I don't like violence.
I don't either, Terry.
But I see it. I don't see any other way, and I do not condone it. But I do predict it. If this government doesn't get off of its sorry butt and they don't start protecting us from this invasion, they're going to have chaos on their hands. Now maybe that's what they want, and if it is, they're going to get it. But if they don't want it, they're going to be stuck with it. Also, I'm telling you, I have to tone these people down. The ones who call my show, the ones that send me these 400 emails a day. These people are ready to hit the streets, man. I mean. I don't understand what it's going to take. I am proud of the House of Representatives. I am proud of 4436. It was a good bill. Perfect bill? No. But was it a good start? I thought so. But I am ashamed to live in the same country with a Senate of elitist bastards, excuse my language, who are allowing this to happen, and they are now going to amnesty these people if they get their way, which I don't think they will. But they are, even the fact that they are attempting it, John, angers me. The fact that they want to amnesty these people, that they want to give them a free ride, that they want to reward them for coming here illegally. I hear people all the time saying, well, you know, I don't blame the illegal alien. I blame the government. I blame both. I blame the government. I blame the illegal alien who laces up his shoes one morning and says, you know what? I'm going to invade this guy's country. I blame him for that. Stay home and build a country you won't run away from.
Well,
and I also blame these employers that hire them. I blame all three of those entities.
You just hit a note. A friend of mine that used to move in the grand circles of Washington, D.C., has been knocking on senators and congressmen's doors now for years, proposing economic solutions to Mexico. And one of the things he came up with was, okay, Mexico, you got a lot of oil down there. You don't have an infrastructure that uses a lot of it, at least not yet. So let's do a deal here. We'll buy all the oil you can ship us from Mexico with a proviso that a certain percentage of that money be immediately, without being grafted off into some greedy palm down there, be immediately injected into your economy for construction of roads, bridges, infrastructures, water treatment plants. Mexico City is a rat hole. It is an absolute rat hole. The reason why these and the majority of these people, Terry, are in northern Mexico, the northern states that are coming across the border, it's a living hell down there. I'm a compassionate guy. I understand human suffering. I don't blame the Mexicans down there for wanting a better life.
I don't either.
But here's the problem. We've made it so easy for them. We have allowed them to break U.S. law to just walk over the border, walk into this country, get voter registration cards, matricula cards, having the clowns up on Capitol Hill that are just bending to every special interest imaginable. And they want a guest worker program. And I don't give a damn if they're talking about 5 years, 6 years, 12 years, pay a $1,000 fine, we'll make them taxpayer. After all, Terry, these are all people that don't want to do these dirty little jobs here in America.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Well, I'll tell you what. I said this on the air the other day. Up here in Texas, we used to have the older ladies. You wouldn't see the older men do it, but you'd see the old retired ladies because Medicare and Medicaid, their Social Security checks just aren't stretching. I would see these retirees up to the age of 70 years old competing with the younger kids coming out of school, the 16, 17-year-olds, doing it the Mickey D way.
I remember that.
Now you know what you see in there?
Mexicans.
That's right. It's a cheap labor pool. You can't talk to them. You got to have your team leaders and Mickey D's to translate because they can't even talk to the customers.
I have young black kids in my neighborhood that have not been able to secure a Mickey D's Burger King, Jack in the Box job because they do not speak Spanish.
And we're not talking about the creme de la creme of American jobs either. We'll take the break here. My guests today, and the phones are already loading up, Terry. We'll come back with Terry Anderson of our affiliate out there in Los Angeles, used to be the City of Angels, KRLA. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
They started out saying that, well, the migrant workers, they were doing the job that Americans wouldn't want to do. And Glenn Spencer from American Patrol, he looked into that. He said, you know what? He said, the people that pick lettuce and cabbage or whatever, the field workers out there, Americans would do those jobs if they would simply pay them a little bit more. And time was, we had people in Mexico. They were migrant farm workers. When the growing season was done and it was harvest time in America, they would come up. This would happen year after year after year. They'd come up, work in the fields. When it was done, they'd pack up and they'd go back home. Now they're not going anywhere, folks. They got the idea that, well, they can eliminate jobs here because you know what? We have no enforcement inside of our own borders for illegals. It is the Bush administration, it was also the Clinton administration that did absolutely nothing about this. And now they're saying that we have to give these people a guest worker program because we can't possibly. And here's the old Hegelian dialectic, Terry. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. We created a problem. Now you're being demonstrated how bad it is. Now we're going to come up with a solution for you that you may not like, but at least it's a political compromise and a solution to the problem.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It is. Absolutely. It's gone beyond stupidity because I know who's going to benefit out of this. I know go ahead.
I just want to mention something you said about the jobs Americans won't do. You bring a guy in here. You know, there was a time when a guy was a migrant worker for 20 years or maybe his whole life. I used to know some migrant workers. I used to spend summers with them up in Tulare, California, which is in the San Joaquin Valley. Very good friends of mine, black family. They used to pick fruits and vegetables. And this is what they did. But now times have changed, and you know, you're not going to keep anybody in there as a migrant worker for more than a few seasons when he sees he can go to construction work and make more money. So you bring in a flock of guest workers, they're not going to work but one season, and they're going to go to something else. The uncle, the cousin, the brother is going to say, hey, come over here, you can hammer some nails and make three times that. But guess what? We need a whole other flock of guest workers the next year because these people have drifted into our society, legal or illegal, and stayed here that way. They're not going back home. So now we need another crop to come in and pick the fruits. Then when they decide we need another, it's gonna be a constant thing. You're not ever going to keep anybody in these jobs, not at the wage they're paying. It's not going to happen. So it's a never-ending deal. And let me tell you something about this amnesty or this guest worker amnesty. Okay, how many are they going to bring in? They put no number on it. Let's say they say 200,000 people. Okay, 200,000 guest workers will be amnesty or will be allowed to come into the country. That guy that's 200,000 won, come on. What do you think he's going to say? Oh, man, I missed it. No, he's coming anyway, and he's going to work cheaper than the guest workers work. So now we still got illegal alien labor shortcutting, undercutting the guest workers who are here. It's a never-ending story. What we've got to do, we've got to slam that door. We've got to slam it in their face. End of story.
And you know who is one of the groups of people that are most upset about this illegal migration into the country? Are legal Mexicans themselves. Because they can see exactly what it is doing to the already beleaguered job market out there as it is. They understand full well that they went through the pains and the agonies of coming into this country. It's not the simplest thing in the world, nor should it be.
Nor should it be.
And they come in here, they establish themselves, they obey the law, they pay their taxes, the whole nine yards. And then they see the illegals coming in right behind them and these employers and these companies farming their jobs right out to that cheaper labor.
That's right. There's nothing in this world more precious than an American citizenship. They've proved that. And I'm with you, John. You said something a few minutes ago I totally agree with. I don't blame Mexicans for wanting a better life. I blame them when they come here illegally because it is illegal. But I don't blame them for wanting a better life. I don't blame them for wanting to live a better life. But let me tell you something. I have been to Mexico numerous times in the last 2 years, and I'm not talking Cancun and Puerto Vallarta or Cabo San Lucas. No, I've been to major cities. I've been to Mexico City, Guadalajara, Veracruz, Villahermosa. I've been to Merida and the Yucatan. I've been to Oaxaca. I've been to all of these places because I wanted to see it for myself. And I'm going to tell you something. There is poverty there, but nobody is starving to death. So when they tell you they're coming here to eat, that's a lie. They can eat there. Not much. They're not going to have any wealth, but they can eat there. What they are coming here for is something they have no right to, and that's the American dream. I am sorry. They have a right to the Mexican dream, whatever that is. But you do not have a right to the American dream unless you get in line, get a visa, get on that list, come in here legally, become an American citizen, and then you are as much an American as I am, even though I was born here. There is no difference. But there is money there in Mexico. I have to say that also. If you took somebody out of L.A. and dropped them in downtown Guadalajara, you wouldn't know the difference. There's everybody's got brand new cars, there's people coming and going, there's Kentucky Colonel, there's Jack in the Box, McDonald's, there's Burger King, everything, we got Blockbuster Video, 2020, everything is here is there. Now, their trickle-down doesn't work as good as ours does, but there's wealth in these places, it's just not being spread around. What do? They send them here for us to spread our wealth to them. That's outrageous.
Well, and if we remember, let me see. Who was the bright man that did this? Oh, the guy they wanted to pick for the King Commission at first, Mr. Henry Kissinger. He made a statement about 10 years ago. He said, U.N. troops, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, U.N. troops in the street corners of L.A. may be a possibility, whether for real or made-up reasons. But I can see where this is going. I can see this. How many countries around the world, when they're faced with the illegal immigrants, they have this thing they call ethnic cleansing? Well, what a perfect scenario, ladies and gentlemen, for the United Nations.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with your calls. We got loaded banks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Well, let's jump right into the phones. Thanks for holding. Wes in Arkansas. Hello, Wes.
Good morning. Good afternoon, John. I'm sorry.
Hi.
A little behind today. Two of my favorite people. Terry, I love you. You are the best.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
I'd listen to you all day long if you were on.
Well,
I agree with you with what you gentlemen are saying 1,000%. But here's one thing. John, when I saw this story by DV today, I got on the phone immediately, and I called and got a hold of Dr. Michael Moore, Associate Provost at UTA, and wanted an explanation. I wanted to know why they had a man employed there, you know, teaching and even being close to our young people that would make statements like this.
The guy that's the head of La Raza United political party.
That would be Jose Angel Gutierrez.
Yeah.
Professor of University
A racist.
Yeah, I'm
absolute racist.
They absolutely deny it. They say that was totally taken out of context, pieced together. And I said, good, issue a statement. You know, prove us wrong. You know, show me, you know, that this man is not a teetotal racist. And he said, "No, you know, we're not gonna dignify those comments with a statement." I said, "You know, you guys are screwing up. You're definitely screwing up. You need to come out, and you need to disassociate yourself with this." So if any of your listeners would like to call this gentleman, I have his phone number right here.
Oh, please give it out.
It is 817-272-7422. Again, his name is Dr. Michael Moore. How, but yeah, the irony there is just dripping.
What a horrible name.
his email address is mmoore, @uta.edu. And I'd like to see some pressure on this guy. I really want a statement. I want to know where this SOB really stands.
Give that email out one more time.
mmoore, mmoore@uta.edu.
Yeah, that...
Let's let him get a statement, because I want to hear it.
Yeah, well, the article you're referring to is actually on newswithviews.com, and it's written by D.V. Kidd.
Correct. And we have to eliminate the gringos.
Yeah, worst comes to worst, we have to kill them. Now, Terry, that sounds to me as if they are hell-bent on taking California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas. They're gonna have a hard time.
And North Carolina.
Yes.
And Illinois. Yeah. And Georgia. And you name any state in the union that they haven't inflicted themselves on. And you won't find any. They're everywhere now.
Hey, guys, we're the home of Tyson and Walmart. You don't have to tell me. That's for sure.
I understand. Wes,
have a good day.
Thank you. I appreciate
care, buddy.
The call. Dylan in Texas. Hello, Dylan.
Howdy, John.
Hi.
Great job. Howdy, Terry. I love you.
Hey, buddy. Thanks.
Even in the Battle of the Bulge in World War II, man, them guys, they had to get out of there or they died. If you ever need to get out of there in your occupation zone there, that is your home. We'll gladly embrace you in Central Texas here, Terry.
Well, I appreciate it, buddy. I'm not quite ready to leave yet, but I was telling John off the air, my wife and I have finally talked about it, which we were going to live and die here, but I never thought I would ever say that about Los Angeles, but it is becoming unlivable.
Well,
it's something we have talked about.
It's horrible when I hear other Americans talking about moving out of the country. I'm not really myself thinking about that. But
where are we going to go?
Yeah, I would never leave my country.
Never.
But I could leave this part of it. But you know what? I say that all the time. You know, the illegal aliens come here, and if it gets bad enough, guess what? They can go home, wherever it is, be it Europe, Asia, Iceland, Mexico, wherever. Where are we going to go? We got nowhere to go to. This is ours. This is the only place we have.
And let's try millions of Americans going down south of the border and making demands and marching in their streets. Let's start making demands of the Mexican government and see how far that's going to go. Vicente Fox, out of this meeting the other day with George Bush, said that George Bush is talking about tighter border security and technology and funding and all this stuff. But Vicente Fox threw in there, he said, "Well, I'm not instructing my police to stem the illegals coming into this country."
Now, and why would he?
Now, this is a big issue I have. Border security, or I'm for border security, obviously, but border security and no border security are not the employers who are employing the foreign national illegal aliens. Do they not need a fair warning, and then do they not need to be targeted, prosecuted legally? Is that not an order, like, right away?
Absolutely.
I think they need a fair warning, 30 days, whatever, and then just let them be targeted for legal prosecution.
Well, let me mentioned Mexico a few minutes ago. Let me tell you of my admiration for the country of Mexico, one of the things I admire about them. Their border security is absolutely flawless. That southern border of Mexico is one of the most closely guarded borders in the world. Okay? I applaud them for that. Don't get me wrong. They're hypocritical. But nonetheless, let's just talk about the attributes of Mexico. When you want to go to Mexico and work, you have a very hard time getting a work permit there because they are there to protect the workers of their country. So an American going there really, really has a tough time to work. I applaud that. And I applaud their voting. It's almost impossible to vote fraudulently in Mexico. They've got a card. It's got these holograms on it. You have to use it.
What about property rights? Hey, Terry, who can own property in Mexico?
There you go. I applaud that also. That's something else that I applaud. Why aren't we following their example on these four things we just mentioned?
Well, I have one suggestion. I'll let you brothers go. The other day, I had a flat. I had an hour to get to work. There's a closer little place that employs foreign national illegal aliens. They fix a tire for $10. There's a place a little further down the road that employs Americans of various races, all speaking English, and they fix my tire for $15. I gladly paid $15.
I would have paid
more.
$20.
Yeah.
I would pay $20. I mean, that's what we have to be ready to do.
Yeah, but
that's what it boils down to, gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Occupation or no occupation, we've got to support our community.
But, Dylan, here's the problem. There's many Americans right now are squeezed economically. They want to support what you're saying, but a lot of them won't.
Well, maybe the family can fast one day a week. God bless you, brothers.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Dylan. Yeah, we've got a monumental problem here because we have a government that doesn't want to round these illegals up and send them back across the border because George is trying to work out a deal with Mexico and Canada and South and Central America for the free trade area of Americas. He doesn't want to make Vicente Fox angry too much on the subject of the illegal aliens in this country. What they want, Terry, is they want a borderless North America. That's what they want.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? They're getting it as we speak. It is happening.
Rick in Rhode Island. Hello, Rick. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thanks. Terry, the fire in your belly is music to my ears.
Thank you,
sir. John, you got yourself a great show and a great network here.
I appreciate that.
You sort of stole my thunder with what you just said. The goal here is basically to turn the North American continent into the version of the European Union. They want to balkanize Americans. They want to pit us against each other. They want a slow but steady erosion of the middle class.
But if I could say something, caller, the only difference is, and I'm against the European Union also, but the only difference is those are all first world countries. They want to do it to us here with a third world country bordering a first world country. That's what's so absurd about it.
Oh, absolutely. But that's right. We're a first world country becoming a third world country.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, and certainly you have various, you know, socioeconomic conditions within Europe. I mean, it's believed that the Turks have been wanting to join the EU, and there's been various debates. I mean, Greece, and I mean, the difference between Greece and Norway is pretty marked. But I understand the differences here are even more marked. But people need to understand that George Bush, he's just a chittering puppet. I mean, the second he walks away from the company line, his handler starts slapping him around again and basically whip him into shape. These politicians and these Congress, like you say, John, so eloquently, these Congress critters, I love that term, they have completely usurped their sworn oath to the American people and to the Constitution and to the Bill of Rights.
They really have.
And once you get this constant inflow, they're not listening to the people. You look at the polls. How many people, and even legal Hispanic immigrants are against this scheme that's happening, all these people coming into this country. I'd wash elephants at the zoo if the price was right.
Well, let me tell you something. Anybody would in this country if you're paid a fair wage. And see, here is the problem. Here is the baseline problem to all of this. The United States has been a shining example to the entire planet. We had freedom, liberty. We had the ability to move around. We had a Bill of Rights. We had a standard of living second to none on planet Earth. This does not fit with a globalist plan here.
Exactly.
They want us to be all third world backwater nations, all dependent on them.
And now, too, you've got all these programs, a lot of these TV programs, and a lot of the bread and circuses stuff. And I'll tell you right now, guys, you know, these Fred Flintstones and Homer Simpsons in America had better turn off their plasma TVs and step out of their SUVs or whatever toys and baubles they have and realize that this is a sinking ship, and it's sinking faster by the day. And we better wake up faster. We're sunk.
Yep.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it, Rick. Thanks for your call. Terry, the phone calls are still rolling in here. If we had 15 lines, they'd all be full. So let's just keep up with the calls. Bob in Texas. A lot of Texas callers today. Hello, Bob.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
My question goes to when you were talking about the number of illegal aliens, and you estimated it at 40 million, and then you said that they form a large voting bloc because they're able to get voting cards. Well, if they're able to get voting cards, can't we count them? Can we know how many there are?
But you don't know who's illegal. See, anybody can go to the motor vehicles here in California when they get a driver's license and get a voting card. So who do you know who's who? I mean, you don't know. They don't write on there, I'm illegal.
Well, wait a minute. If they get a voting card, we should know whether they're legal or not.
We should.
We should, but it's against the law. I mean,
that's right.
We should know how many.
Except
if they're voting, that means they had to go to some government agency. I thought illegal meant they were. It was like it's like drugs, you know, inside your house. You can do drugs as long as nobody finds out about it. Well, if you're illegal, if you get a voting card, it's like that guy says, you've volunteered. You know the guy who talks about voluntary servitude? Well, when you go to get a voting card, you go to the government. Now, shouldn't the government require...
What you're saying sounds good on the surface, but it's our own government that's wanting and allowing this to happen. See, this is what people can't get over. They just keep saying that, you know, it was like 9/11. We had failed intelligence. That's why this happened. People are saying, well, because we haven't instituted the national ID card. We haven't beefed up security, checking people out to see where they come from, if their records and all their documentation is correct.
Prop 200
in the state of Arizona passed last year. Prop 200 says what two of the stipulations in it. One says you must prove you're a citizen when you register to vote, and you must once again prove you're a citizen when you do vote. Well, guess what? What American would be against that? I know I can't think of anybody who would, but the mayor of Phoenix, the mayor of Tucson was against it, the governor of the state was against it, all the police departments and the fire departments were against it, the school board was against it, and every Democrat politician in the state was against it. How can you be against something that says you got to prove that you're an American when you vote? But they were. And you know what the excuse was? It's not a problem because the illegals can't vote and they don't vote, so this is unnecessary. Well, if it's really unnecessary, let it pass, and then nothing will happen. But we did need it, and the reason we knew we needed it was because of the opposition to it.
Well, we have a constitution, and you know what?
Allegedly.
It only takes one person, one citizen. One citizen is as powerful as anybody when he's advocating what the constitution advocates. Anyway.
But wait a minute. 10 years ago out in Maricopa County, did you see the FBI and them working with Maricopa County police and sheriffs out there? They were designating 10 years ago that people that spoke too much or were too adamant about the Constitution, they considered them to be terrorists.
Right.
So
right, extremists.
Yeah, well, extremists, because I love my country. I'm law-abiding.
You're a nativist now.
Yeah. I'm a protectionist. I'm many different things, but what I'm trying to do here is to make some kind of sense out of absolute chaos. And Bob, there's something you got to understand here. That the politicians are talking out of both sides of the mouth in Washington, D.C., want this.
Okay, I know, but I'll be real brief. The point I'm raising is, if they've got a card to vote, that means the government gave them that card.
I understand your point.
And for the same reason, I won't go into it.
All right, well, Bob, I appreciate your call.
Okay, bye.
I got your point. Yeah, Terry, all sounds good, doesn't it? They shouldn't be able to get voter registration cards because once you obtain a driver's license in this country, that's almost as good as a passport or birth certificate. As long as you have a valid driver's license, that's what everything is hooked up to, that and a Social Security number. Now, are they going to be able to go back through that system to determine when they're being inundated with 3 million illegals every single year, year in and year out, with an already strapped government, both at state and federal level? We're spending ourselves into a total oblivion monetarily. Where is the money going to come from? Where is the manpower? Where is the willpower?
There you go. And John, let's forget about the illegals who vote. What about the jackpot babies? What about the children of the illegals? Okay, they're American citizens. They shouldn't be by the strictest and truest interpretation of the 14th Amendment, but we have allowed them to be citizens, so we consider them citizens. They're going to be voting. Even if their parents can't vote, the parents are going to tell them how to vote.
That's right.
They're going to go down and vote. You saw most of those kids that you saw in California carrying Mexican flags to school, most of them were American-born Hispanic kids, and they still have an allegiance to Mexico. They're going to have it till the day they die. What do you think they're going to vote when they go to the voting booth? You think they're going to vote for anything like 4437 or Prop 200 in Arizona or Prop 187 here or Protect Colorado Now or any of these other things? No. They're going to vote any way they can to let more illegal aliens here, and they will be Americans voting. So we've got to stem this now while we can.
Now, and how is that possible? How can you become an American citizen just by the act of being birthed in this country from people that are already in this country illegally?
Outrage.
And they're already felons.
Misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment, and we want that to go back to the Supreme Court so it can be ruled on again, but they don't want it to go back. I'll take whatever ruling they rule, I'll take it, okay? But I want it to go. I want it to get to the Supreme Court so we can hear about it.
Oh, be careful what you ask for, my man.
Well,
you may get it.
Well, I want it to go, though. I do want it to go, and we haven't had that yet.
Sean in Texas. Hello, Sean.
Gentlemen, how are you doing?
Good.
I like what you have to say, and I honestly appreciate both you guys taking a stand and having your radio shows and getting this information out there. It's wonderful.
Thanks, sir.
Man, I could go on for probably about an hour about this stuff, so I'm going
I'll tell you what. Let's blow off this break, Ms. Producer. Thank you, Kelly. We'll just blow that break off. Go ahead, Sean.
Okay. I am from Alex Jones' website. I found this thing about Aztalan, and there's enough issues going on in the world, in America. There's enough corruption. It's easy to not look at something like this, because, like, take your pick. Is it 911? Is it the drug smuggling? Is it, what is it? So anyway, so I found his website, and I started reading about this this pro-Aztalan movement. And it's nothing but a Hispanic supremacist group. It's not, it's exactly what it is. Here's the thing, though. On this website, they are using the fact that Lockheed Martin and TRW fired two employees, one from each group, because these idiots decided to send hate mail from their, the organization they're in, let's say the Lockheed Martin, okay? And they sent it to them, and then these people from the Aztalan movement said, hey, what's this whole thing about? And basically got them fired. You can read one of the emails. And what this lady was saying is, I don't like the supremacy thing, kind of this idea of universal love, which we should have,
Space.
But they're using that as credence for their argument.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I want to point out. Terry, you're right, and you have a lot of fear. You have a lot of anger. If I was you, I would probably want to get out of L.A., man. So, I get kind of choked up talking about these things.
But you know what?
We can't fight hate with hate, guys.
Well, stop.
Excuse me, John. Where's the hate, caller?
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. That's exactly what I was going to say.
It is in the idea that, we need to take these people and take them back to their land. Let them go back where they want. Don't come here illegally.
You didn't answer our question. Where's the hate?
It is in the tone. It is in the direction.
So in other words, let me get this straight. They're killing black people in this town where I live just for being black. Hispanics are. They have filled up our schools to the point of busting wide open. Black kids, white kids, American Hispanics who don't speak Spanish can't get an education. A black man can't get a job here in a lower level job, entry level job, or a skilled job like bricklaying, drywalling. And I'm supposed to not want these people out of my community, and that's hateful for me to want the laws of my country obeyed?
It is hateful in the sense that we're all humans.
Yeah, well, I understand,
John, could you do me a favor?
Yes, sir.
Could you push the button on this clown?
Sean?
Guys, I don't think that's fair. What I'm trying to say
I think it's fair.
Well, now, hold on, Sean. Make your point, and then we'll have to let you go. Because
okay,
we do have loaded banks here.
When we talk like this, we're only going to give these hate groups
come live where I live.
Argument.
Yeah. Where do you live? Where do you live, sir?
I live in Texas.
Where in Texas?
Austin.
Austin, Texas. Do you live in an illegal infested neighborhood?
No, I don't.
Do you have chickens walking up and down your street?
No, I don't.
Do you have corn 8 feet high growing in the front yard?
Terry,
I'm asking questions here.
My turn.
You're
leading it to
do you have
conclusions.
Goats tied in the front yard of your neighborhood?
I do not.
Have you been called a mayate by these people? Or
no.
any names like that? Walk in my shoes, brother, and then tell me about it.
Sean, thank you for your call.
Bye, Sean.
He's not getting it, is it? This is what they have been trying to say, that we're racist, we're hate mongers. Look, there is none of that. Anybody that listens to my program, Terry, knows that I do not hate, because when you hate in your heart, you make bad decisions.
John, I don't hate anybody, but we first of all have the law. We have the law. And for this guy, this Sean clown, and it's me saying it, not you, for this caller of yours to sit here and tell me that I'm being hateful, I'm fighting hate with hate. No, I'm trying to survive. I'm trying to survive here. It is becoming increasingly impossible for me to survive, and he's calling me hateful? How is it? If he comes home tonight, he goes to work and he comes home, and my son's sitting right next to me now. He's 6'3", okay? I'm 6'1". This guy gets home. We're in his house. We came in through the bathroom window. We're drinking his six-pack, watching his plasma screen, playing his video game, okay? We got our feet up, shoes off, and we're reaching for the socks. Is he hateful to want us out of that house? No, because we are illegally there. But to him, he will draw the line at the sidewalk. I draw it at the border.
I understand. Alan in Austin. Hello, Alan.
Excellent show. Great guest also. And you're leading up to the point what I was saying was, is that our government and our big businesses are turning us into a third world country.
Well said, Alan.
GM is laying off 30,000+. Dell and other big businesses send people overseas, you know, to take jobs. Now there are no more people left to buy American products. That's never taught in economics class.
And Alan, those who do have jobs are working two mick jobs, and
exactly.
They don't have the wages to buy the American product.
Exactly.
But yet we have bankers that are knowingly making loans to illegals to buy property in this country, and they're able to do it because there's 10, 15, 20 of them to a household.
And, John, the state of Wisconsin guaranteeing those loans as a state. That is outrageous. And you're right. They can afford the house now because they'll put five families. If my sons want to buy a house, they can't afford it because they have the audacity to want to live one family to a house. Now, I know that's ridiculous, but they do.
Yeah, exactly.
Alan, anything else?
No, that's the point I made, and just great show.
All right, I appreciate your call. Terry, I know that you have to run. Can you spend a few minutes into the next hour?
I got to go.
Okay.
I'm sorry, John. I got an interview I have to do for a newspaper. They're going to be calling me right now.
All right.
Any time else, I would have stayed.
Well, and you know what? We'll have to bring you back one day next week. I'll check with my scheduler.
And John, excuse my impatience with Sean, but I'm sick of people who, with all this brotherly love and everything, don't realize that we're being run out of our country. We have to fight back. Do I sound angry? You damn right, and I am angry. But it's not any hatred. It's survival.
Well, I have a suggestion here, and I want you to think about this over the weekend. Now, your show airs, what time is it in California?
9 p.m. Sunday night Pacific.
On KRLA, and
yes,
you only do an hour on there, right?
1 hour.
What I'm going to suggest to you is you make the connection with the network, do 2 hours. We already are affiliated with your station out there. Your subject matter is most important. You're one of the people that has stayed on top of this. You have followed this long enough, probably longer than any other talk show host that I know of. Let's see if we can't engineer a 2-hour program. You can do an hour on the network and then do your show out of KRLA.
Well, we'll see. I got to talk to my producer and a few other people about
Very
that.
Very good. We'll do that then.
All right, buddy. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Terry Anderson.
Take care, John.
You too. We'll take the break here. Sorry we couldn't keep any longer. We'll roll through your calls here. And also wanted to get into some more information about this this immigration policy that our president of the country is talking about and our sold-out politicians in Washington, D.C. Where is the line in the sand, folks? I thought it was drawn at the border. We have millions that have just pushed it to God knows where. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. Hold on, we'll get to all your calls right after this short break.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.